I think I told the story over, maybe I told it this year already, maybe not. If I told it this year already, it'd be good chazara. But it's good to hear it the first time. Second time, third time also. A few years ago, I was sitting by the coastal, I was learning one afternoon. And I happened to learn Baba Kama that summer. I learned in the middle of Shosh Nochas Aparah. Like his sumchas and the rabbanim, because mom moved sofik, cholkin with a muchzak with a chesed bar kama with a baris with a shemiz. My head was spinning with the lomdashi yisaidis of the imamunus. And these guys walk into the coastal area, you know, you guys all know that look, you know, cardboard yarmulkes, you know, the only people who still carry cameras, walking around taking pictures of. So first they take a picture of the Yerushalmi guy who's crying his heart out and walking because then they take a picture of the little Yerushalmi kid who's screaming out to Hillam on the top of his lungs. Then they take a picture of, the Nachman guys who are, dancing around. The Lubavitcher guys putting tefillin on the whole world. And they're the regular sights of the coastal. And I'm shaking, they're going to come over to me. They take a picture of me. And I'm scared they're going to actually ask me, so what are you doing? What great deep religious activity are you involved in? And they say, listen, here it is. Okay, one ox bores another ox. And there's a 50-50 chance that the ox is pregnant. And it's a moment with the Sophie Cholkin, but it's a bari with the Shema, with an ego. Oh, my God, don't exist. I forgot. Okay. Chazakah Mekaris, Chazakah Dashtas, and Rome. And this is it. So I'm afraid that the next line of the conversation is going to be something like, maybe you should go to law school. Like, what are you doing in the temple of Kodesh Baruch? They probably won't say Kodesh Baruch. What's going on? I understand the guy who's saying Tehillim. I understand the guy who's singing. I understand the guy who's crying out. I understand that that's religion. What are you doing religion? What are you doing? Baruch Hashem, they did not ask the question. But if they would have, I was trying to think about how I would formulate my response. That's why I never remember the end of the sukkah. They spent too much time thinking about how to formulate my response. So my response would be twofold. My response would begin with the first Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim, right beginning Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim, where Rashi says that why does Mishpatim come on the heels of the parasha of Avodah Mizbeach, of the end of Parshas Yisrael, to teach you that you have to have the Beis Din has to sit right next to the Mizbeach. So I would have said something along those lines that, well, what I'm doing, who sat in this very place about 100 feet from here, almost 2,000 years ago? A Beis Din HaGadol. And what the Beis Din HaGadol did? They sat and deliberated about what happens when one ox gores another ox, and it's a sofik mubin. Is it matzach levaraya? Is it ro? Menoch b'macharoy? Ki poli mimcha dovel mishpot? The come to belisa al-mach v'shivcha Hashem? That's what the Beis HaGadol did. So what I'm doing here is actually most appropriate. I would try to explain that. I don't know what they were going to do. Well, Baruch Hashem, they didn't ask me. But then I start to think a little bit to myself. What does that mean? Why is that so significant? That the Beis Din sat next to the Mizbeach. So it's true on multiple levels. Klal Yisrael, when Mekabel, two parts of Torah, Naaseh v'Nishma. Actually, that phrase appears in Parshas Mishpatim, but of course the main thrust of it, of course, was in back in Parshas Yisrael, Naaseh v'Nishma. Naaseh means a commitment to Shmiras HaMitzvahs. One could think of you, and all psyched up about reading Parshas Yisrael. But Kabbalah Satorah, you're going to be Avodah Hashem, I took you out of Mitzrayim, and now you're mine, and you have to do mitzvahs, you got to put on tefillin, you got to keep Shabbos, you got to keep kosher, you got all these things there, great! I can get that, I got that whole picture, I understand all that. But now, when I'm pulling out of my driveway, I back up, I try to turn a little bit, as the car was parked a little bit too close, and I get a little bit of a scratch. What does that have to do with religion? So the Gemara says, the Masechta Bavakama, Haiman, the Baal Lemevi Chasida, Lekayim Yil Dinezikin. If a person wants to be a chosid, a person wants to be what the Rebbeinu Shem wants of us, to be a chosid, not just a tzaddik, a chosid, you have to observe Din Nezikin, b'chol diktukeyah, b'chol chumuseyah. The same way we look for chumras, in Shabbos we have chumras, in Kashrut we have chumras, Tas Mishpat, it's not chumras and chumras, only chumras and chumras and chumras. Because we don't want to violate Ikar Adin. In Din Emominus, in our relationship with Amal Chavero, that's not the place to cut corners. It's not the place to say, well, it's okay. What's a little bit of gazelle? What's a little bit of cheating? What's a little bit of this? A little bit of I wasn't really allowed to get this book on the website. But every shtickle tire to explain why Migo I could have done this and Migo I could have done that. Migos don't exist, remember? Haiman de Baal Mevi Chasidah, Lekai Mevi Nezikin. One of the things that we should penetrate our hearts and souls, we spend days and days learning the intricacies of Din Emominus, should remind us that the point of Din Emominus is that you're not allowed to take something that doesn't belong to you. No matter what shape or form that means, complete and total impeccable honesty in all your dealings, everything. The ABCs of Din Emominus, Chesed Batim. A guy learns Chesed Batim and he plays games of business. It's like learning Masechta Shabbos, it'd be Mechal Shabbos. How are you talking about this? That's the first part of why the Mizbech has to be, the Beis has to be right next to the Mizbech. You can't come to the Mizbech if you're not Yosher and Beis. Perhaps the other reason is what the Mishnah says at the very end of the Basra, after, the three Babas are one Masech, the Masech is Mezik and the Beis of Chazal. You're talking about over 400 blot of Gemara. Imagine yeshiva that learned it one zman. All the seder mezikin. In the old days, it was one zman. At the very end of the Mishnah, the last Mishnah of Basra, wrote such a yachkin, yasik din emominus. And we can put it in the seder noshim also after yesterday's chiddush. That's also part of the seder mezikin. And you can learn more in kachim and tarifs and drum also if you really want to. Wrote such a yachkin, yasik din emominus. We came off of Har Sinai, so we thought, wow, now's the time we have to understand the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to learn the deep esoteric part of Torah, Ma'aseh Merkava, Ma'aseh Bereishis. And that's all true. Down the line, we should all be Zoicha to learn the depths and to plummet the depths of the secrets of the mystics of Torah. Avada, Avada. Halavai, we should be Zoicha. And if we're not Zoicha, so we're not Zoicha, like the other good Jews who weren't Zoicha. Well, something that Shavu Lakol, the Rambam, we've learned Golem Rambam, who writes this in the end of Pergdal of Chassidei Torah. The Ramon Duchas Tam Torah, Paskins, the Ikar Torah that's given for Klal Yisrael every day and every night is Shas for Poskim, to be Malei Bidno Belechem, Bosor, to fill yourselves up with the Shach Vataria of how the Yom Lele Besa. This is Chokmas Hashem. This is the way we come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is an Avodah. This is an Avodah Kosher Shem Mikdosh. When a person's sitting and learning Mamun Mutl B'Safek in the Makom HaMikdosh, that's not inappropriate. Where else should you be learning Mamun Mutl B'Safek? You're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to you. We're sitting and speaking about the most mundane things in the world. I'm claiming Mishei Rastani they're nasty, and you're claiming no, actually, Mishei Rasti. What does that have to do with the Rabbanu Shalom? It has everything to do with the Rabbanu Shalom. The Rabbanu Shalom sitting and feeding us these words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing his Chochmas HaTorah through the prism of the fights between the Machzik and the Marakama. This is the greatest Chochmah of Hashem Yisborach. Sometimes we get a little bit, sidetracked. We don't appreciate. It takes us a while. It takes us years and years to appreciate that what we're doing is mamish. We're in the Kedosh HaKadoshim. We're mamish in the Kedosh HaKadoshim right now. So Baruch Hashem, Kedosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity this year to be able to be Isaac and plummet the depths of Din Emominus. It's a time for mechazik ourselves in both of these inyanim. To mechazik ourselves in terms of how our dini mamonos and our yom lechaveros play out. And number two, to mechazik ourselves in appreciating the godless of Torah that the Shem Baruch Hu gave us to be harotzish yachkin yasim dini mamonos, to be able to go as deep as we can into these sugyas of Mitzvah Shem on Sunday. So we'll continue and try to figure out, is it really true Migo does exist? No, it can't be true. It just can't be true. We'll have to figure out and see. Bring Migo back to life on Sunday. Okay, hang it. Okay, we're done.